Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello, what have we here?
Hello there, and thank you very much for joining me. Welcome back once again to another episode of Daniel Talks About Star Wars, the show. What I do exactly as that name suggests. We are, of course, looking at another episode of Obi-Wan Kenobi today, part 3. I honestly didn't know that it was coming out today. It's Wednesday night as I record and watch this episode, and hopefully it'll be going out this same night. But I thought it was going to continue being on Fridays like it was when they dropped the first two episodes. I thought they'd reverted back to the Friday slot like they had with The Mandalorian and in terms of Marvel with WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I think, as well, because I don't think it was until Loki that they moved over to the Wednesday slot and then moved everything there, I think, because Loki performed better than any of the other Marvel shows, so... But anyway, yeah, we're back to a Wednesday, apparently, so... Which, actually, I'm fine with. I kind of prefer a Wednesday release. I don't know why. I think something about it being midweek as opposed to the Friday makes it feel a bit more exciting to me. Makes me look forward to it a bit more. I think it might just because, like, on a Friday, that's kind of typical, you know? And plus, you might have other things going on a Friday, but what you're really doing on a Wednesday evening? Well, we're watching Star Wars. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into this episode. I will admit, I've been a bit of a naughty boy. This is going to be a live reaction, unlike the first two episodes I had already watched by the time I actually did commentaries for them. But yeah, I have seen a few bits here and there from this episode, so yeah, I just couldn't help myself, I'm afraid. But that's it. It's made me even more excited to see what I have seen in context of the episode, so I'm looking forward to getting stuck in today. I wasn't big on the first two episodes, but I am nonetheless intrigued to see how the rest of this show plays out, and I'm hoping that it will only get better. Before we do properly get started, I'm gonna get it up just while I talk quickly. Unfortunately, we've had an instance, after such a good week for Star Wars, you know, with the release of this television series and with Star Wars Celebration, so much goodness going on in Star Wars and in the fan base. We, of course, have had it ruined, and we've had history sort of repeating itself, as it often does with Star Wars and the fan base. Star Wars, you know, the official accounts this week have had to put out a statement. Ewan McGregor has also put out his own personal statement, coming to the defence of Moses Ingram, who plays Reva, the third sister, someone who I am enjoying immensely from what we've seen so far, but because she's been targeted and had racist threats and all sorts hurled her way, which is obviously disgusting and unacceptable, and it was just one of those moments, much like with the whole Kelly Marie Tran stuff back in the day when The Last Jedi came out, when she got bombarded with just vicious vitriol. It's truly embarrassing to be a Star Wars fan when stuff like this happens, and it's... I honestly don't know what these people get out of doing things like this. I don't know who they think they're representing, you know, because I'm sure these are the types of people that would claim to be huge, huge Star Wars fans, and it's like, do they think that this is the kind of thing that, like, George Lucas, who I assume would probably be like a god to these people, is that the kind of thing that they think he would be on board with, or like anyone else in, like, I just don't understand. I don't understand the mindset. I don't understand how people could be so pathetic, but there we go. So if you're a person like that, please stop listening to this. Yeah, awful, but I just wanted to address that quickly, and I just want to obviously make sure that it is known that on this podcast I don't really, that made me sound like I was on the fence. I absolutely do not tolerate anything like that, you know, any kind of racism, everything that comes with it, any discrimination towards any kind of minority or anything like that is, you know, it's got no place in Star Wars, it's got no place here. Good on Disney, Ewan, you know, whoever else has come to the support of Moses Ingram. Yeah, awful. But let's move on from that and get into the episode. So part 3, I've got it on Disney Plus. As always, I today have 47 minutes and 9 seconds remaining, with, of course, 0 hours, 0 minutes and 0 seconds. That's where I'm at. I'm looking at a black screen. I am going to count down from three, and when I say go, that's when we'll all press play, and we shall watch the episode. So, without further ado, three, two, one, go! Oh my god, I have some apologising to do as well, or some housekeeping to do, actually, before we properly get started. So, I drew some attention towards the actor, the person known as Flea, in the last episode. Or it might have been the first one, actually. Either way, I mentioned at the time that I thought he was just some South African musician, like some obscure guy. But it turns out he's from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which I had no idea about. And yeah, so I very much embarrassed myself last week when... Because it turns out he's acted quite a lot. I think he was in one of the Back to the Future films. He's even been in a film that I've seen, Baby Driver, which I don't remember him from. He's quite a prolific. There he is right there getting slashed by the Grand Inquisitor. Yeah, so that was rather embarrassing when I found that out. And he's not a South African. I don't know why I said that. He's from Australia, which I didn't actually know. Are the Red Hot Chili Peppers all from Australia? I didn't realise they were an Australian band, if that's the case. So yeah, bit of housekeeping there. I now know who Flea is. But alright, let's get started. Intro. Nice bronzy coloured Lucasfilm logo. Let's see if we can... R2. Okay. I was going to try and name all of them. I think that was one of the Bad Batch, the second one there. Was that Hunter? Ugh. I'll be ready for it next week. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Trying to talk to Qui-Gon again. We are definitely going to get a Liam Neeson in this series. Oh my god. Oh, okay, here we are. Oh my god, do those little claws lift him out of the Bacta tank? Oh, bit of Yoda. Oh, look at that. That is awful. My god. My god. He truly is, like, so messed up. Like, it's insane. It's crazy that that goes on before... I would have thought that, like, control panel thing would be the last thing to go on. Oh, it looked great. That very brief look that we... The helmet looks different. This is fantastic. But the helmet looks like a different shape. Looks really cool. Looks slightly more angular, like sharper. Oh my. So yeah, we've got Hayden in the suit. I'm interested to see what his performance in the suit is like, because I have a dodgy track record with how much I enjoy people's physical performances as Darth Vader. So we've got James Earl Jones, of course. I was curious to see how James Earl Jones would sound in this. And he sounds different. Like, he sounds younger. Like, I remember in Rogue One. It's the ones that are confusing me. He sounded very old in Rebels as well, which, of course, I mean, he's like 95 years old at this point. You know, he's a very old man, but he sounded noticeably older. But here, he sounds quite young again. I wonder if they're doing any digital trickery, a la what they do with Mark Hamill's voice in The Mandalorian. I don't think he knows a lot about that right now. There she is. My God, is it Earth? It's never another desert planet. I mean, it's got a bit of greenery, but it's also very, like, sandy looking. It's an R5 looking droid. And whoever that tall one is as well. Mapuzo. All right, mate. I wonder if this is a returning planet. Like, I wonder if this was in the Clone Wars or anything. God, what's he saying? He's getting PTSD again. Whoa! Oh my goodness me! Hayden in the flesh! Unburnt flesh! And he looked great! I think it's another one of those things where, like, I was sort of saying last week, or last episode, or maybe even the episode before that, whichever episode it was of this show, where it's just like something about the way Ewan McGregor looks, especially when he's got that beard, it's like a switch in my brain where it's like, I don't see Ewan McGregor, I just see Obi-Wan Kenobi, because I think it's just so deeply ingrained in my brain, you know. Before I knew him as Ewan McGregor, I knew him as Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think it's a similar thing with Hayden, where, like, I've only obviously seen Hayden so far in promotional stuff, where he's just being himself, and then obviously inside the Vader suit as well. But yeah, seeing him, like, in that cloak then, I was like, oh my god, that's Anakin Skywalker. Here we have the Fortress Inquisitorius, I do believe, from Jedi Fallen Order, which is pretty cool. Bit of consistency there, this underwater fortress. Can we finally find out which number sister this is? So where's the Grand Inquisitor? Man, I am still not convinced by... I'm sorry, Sun Kang, but I'm just not buying this Fifth Brother at all. The Fifth Brother from Rebels didn't have, like, a growly, whispery voice like that. He just had, like, quite a deep... It was, like, a deep voice, but then it was kind of, it had grit to it, but it didn't sound like whoever was voicing him, like, you know, struggling like that, you know, like... Whereas Sun Kang really sounds like he's, you know, he's given it his all, bless him. But I'm, not feeling it at all. He's got some deep pockets on there, jeez. Did you see that? I really want him to stop shouting at this little girl. Honestly, yeah, just let Leia lead the way. Come on. Whoa, that's a mole-looking dude. Sounds like Seth Rogen. I don't think it is, but it sounds like him. We need some more of these, like, star-nosed mole-looking dudes in the galaxy. Absolutely. I love the look of that vehicle. It looks so beat up. I mean, there's no reason to be nervous about anything, really. Like, it's a few stormtroopers, you know. Just stay quiet. Oh, okay. Maybe there is something to be concerned about. Maybe it's that guy that's dressed like a Jedi. Sitting right in front of you. He's like, yeah, I'll follow your lead. Bruh. Oh, that's... Oh, that gave me goosebumps. I mean, that was a close one. You just said it was a long ride. It was like 30 seconds. Of all the ones to mess up, though, I wasn't expecting it to be Obi-Wan. Like, maybe just let Leia do all the talking. I wonder if Obi-Wan is going to say something along the lines of... No, maybe not. I was going to say, because obviously there's discrepancies with the way Leia describes her mother in Return of the Jedi compared to what we get in the prequels. But, so I was thinking maybe Obi-Wan here was going to say something that kind of reinforced that, and that's why she says it. But I'm going to stop talking for a second, because this sounds interesting. Oh, that's quite sad. Cause that's not something you even like consider, really, is it? It really does sound like Seth Rogen, but it's not. But it sounds like him. Aw, oh, frick. Yeah, put your hood up, that'll make them less suspicious of you. It's like, nobody lives on this planet, bro. We've mined the hell out of the whole thing. probe droid. Damn, of all the three probes that they sent out, and one of them came here? Damn, that's a lot bigger than I thought they were. Why aren't those guys reacting to that probe? Don't they think it's weird? It's like, where does this come from? That's the Obi-Wan I know and love taking hostages. Ooh! Don't you even. Damn, bro. Bit risky. Works every time. Oh no. Ah, here's Indira Varma's character. And a lady stormtrooper. Oh, okay. Oh, is she the contact? Where were you, man? Please, somebody just say, like, ah, oh, good job, 15th sister, just anything, please. Damn, bro. The Grand Inquisitor, I hope, because he's not dead. I made a real case last week saying that they wouldn't have killed the Grand Inquisitor, because that really goes against canon. Oh, one of those ships from Rogue One. He's gonna get you back home, don't you worry. Ned? L0LA59. I guess that's where Lola comes from. It's about time we got a robot in Star Wars that didn't speak. You know, they're all so sassy these days. No, oh, who else has been through? Are those clues on the wall? Does it say Cal Kestis was here? Oh, I bet there are some clues on that wall. Bro, Quinlan Voss, that's crazy. That's awesome that we've got like some canon, like this is what Quinlan Voss has been up to. I hope that droid beats some people up. It was kind of sad as well then, like how Obi-Wan, like how excited he was. It's like, oh, Quinlan, like, you know, you'd never get that back in the day. He'd be like Master Voss. But the fact that he was like, Quinny! Oh, damn, bro. I wanted to see that droid beat up some stormtroopers. I'm confused. Is she an actual Imperial? She must be, because she was with those stormtroopers. Yeah. Double dips. Tala. Uh-oh. Is somebody close by? Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, here we go. Nice. Yes, come on. Look at that. That's the first time he's seen Darth Vader. He's never seen the armor. It's like, holy hell, that's my boy. When did he get so tall? Oh, is he trying to draw him out? Wow, that's great. Oh no. Oh my god! You just broke that kid's neck! Yeah, you can't let that happen. Oh, he's being such a... Oh, I love it though. This is great. What a horrible, horrible man. Oh, this is what you need to do, man. Make Darth Vader scary. Oh, here we go. That looks great. What a shot. Yeah, peace out. I'm very disappointed. It's like, I thought we were going to fight. I like that, because you've kind of been expecting, like, the lightsaber, when he finally powers it up, to be a big moment, but I kind of like there that it was kind of just like, oh god. Oh, look at that. Oh, he sounds angry as well, like that. I am what you made me. What a great line. Come on, just let Leia get away. Come on. You don't need to go and get her. The only reason you kidnapped her was to draw Obi-Wan out. Way, here we go. Yes. Go Hayden, yes. I will admit, it does feel like special knowing that Hayden is behind the mask, you know? Because I think me, along with a lot of other people, I think when it was announced that he'd be coming back, it's like, oh, great, but like, is he just going to be, you know, sort of what are we really getting out of him just being in the suit? But actually, it feels special and like it adds a lot more weight just knowing that he's behind those swings. And he's doing a great job. He's really selling the power of it. Of course, I could just be talking out of my bottom right now because it could very well be a stunt double in there, but either way, even me thinking that it's just Hayden. Who else has been in that room? Doing a lot of running this episode. What is that? I love having lightsabers at night time as well, by the way. Like, it's not something we get an awful lot. Oh no. Come on. Oh no. Oh, that's horrible. Oh God. Oh God, you know he's been wanting to do this for a long time. Oh, he wants to take him. I mean, I like the thinking, but he could very well just, like, drag Obi-Wan back through that fire. What, he's just gonna let him go? Oh. Interesting. He's gonna be like, where is Reva? God damn it. Oof. Where? Oh dear. Oh, wow. Tell you what, that was better. I enjoyed that a lot. That was good. That was good. That's just like exactly the kind of thing that, I mean, I was after, it's, well, I mean, the interactions between Obi-Wan and Vader, that was great. I mean, the action was good as well. Not the action, like it wasn't the most exciting lightsaber duel of all time, but it looked good for sure. That was definitely the best looking episode so far. But like, even just you could feel the weight behind the fight, and that was dark as well. The way Vader was dragging those people, and the way he threw Obi-Wan into the fire, like Jesus. Yeah, that was good. I really enjoyed that, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Yeah, I mean, what's gonna happen with Leia now? Is Vader gonna have Leia? That's gonna be interesting. Where is Obi-Wan going with Tala? She said the name of a planet. I don't remember what it was. He's all burned up. He needs to heal. That's, yeah. It's wild to think now that Alec Guinness has those burn scars, those burns underneath his robes. Oh, yeah, that was really good. Really enjoyed that. That was definitely a step up from the first two episodes, in my opinion. Don't have much more to say about it other than that. Good stuff. And I think I'm just going to leave it there. That'll do for today. I've got some ideas about some things I want to do in the future for future episodes while Obi-Wan is ongoing. And I've got a bit of free time now because we're celebrating a holiday of sorts in the UK this weekend. It's Wednesday, but we as a the populace have this Thursday, Friday, and then the weekend off because it's the Queen's Jubilee. So I've got some free time to maybe do some stuff if I'm feeling a bit creative, but we'll see how it goes. But yeah, in the meantime, if I don't see you before then, I'll see you when we do a commentary for part four of Obi-Wan Kenobi. So yeah, thank you very much for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.